Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Illinois Soybean Association outreach agronomist Stephanie Porter says that according to her on-farm trials, sulfur deficiencies are becoming more widespread across the state and potentially in other states. She explains what researchers have learned and what it could mean for future nutrient management decisions.
We're not seeing that necessarily where you are in the state. I think it depends on a lot of different things. And some is organic matter, some is temperature at planting, and then overall, just how much sulfur do you have in your soil? Because some have been adding sulfur with other products as well as to corn. And so that also influences whether or not you have, you know, sulfur available.
Porter states that she has found that fields with higher organic matter seem to have higher sulfur levels.
We're also seeing a lot of possible responses, not a lot, a few responses in fields that have high organic matter. So think no-till or cover crops.
Porter's research will continue when it comes to sulfur in farming. When it comes to sulfur in farming, Porter says that the research will continue, especially in high organic matter fields, especially in larger high organic tracts. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.